Mr. Narvaez from City Hall Fresno's, and Mr. Nelson from VMUD, and myself. Mr. Bruchak, we ready to get started?
Yes, Mr. President.
All right, thank you. Just on cue, here comes my son. Well, good day, everybody. It is February 8th, 2021, and I would go ahead and like to call the February meeting of the Southmost Regional Water Authority to order. I have 12 o'clock noon. Confirmation of quorum. We do have a quorum with myself, Mr. Narvaez, and Mr. Nelson present. We will go ahead and consider that confirmed. Moving on, any public comments?
No comments.
No comments.
No public comments. Thank you. Then I go ahead and start the open meeting agenda. We have item number one, consideration of possible action on approval of January 11th, 2021 board meeting minutes. I will entertain a motion to approve the January meeting minutes.
Nelson, I so move.
Narvaez, a second.
I have a first, Mr. Nelson, a second, Mr. Narvaez. Any further discussion?
No discussion.
None heard? Okay, all in favor, Mr. Narvaez?
Aye.
Mr. Nelson? Aye. And
aye.
Myself, aye. All right, the item number one passes, and meeting notes for January 11th are approved. Item number two, General Manager Report, Operational and Financial. Please take it away, Mr. Bruchak.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the board. In your packet, you do have under item two, tab two, the operation report by Mr. Garza and the financial report by Trisha Ayers. So we'll start off with the operation report, Mr. Garza.
Mr. President, members of the board, this is Jose Armando Garza. I'll be presenting the production distribution report for the month ended December 31st, 2020. If you turn to tab number two of your board binder, you will find the SRWA 2020-2021 fiscal year water distribution summary and true-up estimate. I'm going to start on column C. The SRWA total distribution year-to-date is 658.527 million gallons. That's for a daily average of 7.158 million gallons per day. Under column F, you find the BPUV's distribution, and that's at 611.650 million gallons for a daily average of 6.648 million gallons per day. Under column G, the distribution for Ballymun number two, and the year-to-date is 19.318 million gallons for a daily average of 0.210 million gallons per day. Under column H, we have the distribution for the city of Los Fresnos, and that's at 12.413 million gallons for a daily average of 0.135 million gallons per day. Under column I, we have the share for BND, and the year-to-date is 13.829 million gallons for a daily average of 0.150 million gallons per day. The column J, has the share for Indian Bay, and the year-to-date is 1.317 million gallons for a daily average of 0.014 million gallons per day. Below that, we have the true-up. And Brownsville is slightly below by 0.19 million gallons. Ballymun number two is over by 2.789 million gallons. And the city of Fresno is down by 2.60 million gallons. Going over to the next page. And here we're going to start with the production for the month of December. And that's going to be in the third column from your left. The total production is 228.276 million gallons for an average of 7.364 million gallons per day. To the far right, we have the water distributed during the month of December, and that was at 224.555 million gallons. And and that's for an average of 7.244 million gallons per day. Below that, we have the chemical costs for December, and those were at $57,426.26. And the electrical consumption was at $85,163.64. The following page, basically, we can see that we had no shutdown for the month of December. We had no issues, no scheduled maintenance, so therefore, no reduction in water production. That concludes my report. Are there any questions?
I have none. I don't have any questions.
No questions here, Mr. Krebs. Thank you very much. Okay, go ahead. Can you, Mr. Bruchak?
Okay, thank you. We'll move on to the financial report, Tricia.
Yes, John, this is Mike. I'll be presenting this report.
Okay.
So, good afternoon, Mr. President, members of the board. My name is Mike Perez. I'm the acting CFO for PUB, and I'll be presenting the authority's financial performance report as of December 31, 2020. We'll start on page 6, and I'll be reporting on the year-to-date column. So, total member assessments at December were $1,469,015. Operating expenses consist of personnel services, $123,358. Materials and supplies, $200,920. Repairs and maintenance, $56,009. Special and other services, $261,609. Depreciation expense of $321,970, bringing total operating expenses to $963,866. Subtracting this from the operating revenues, we arrive at the line 11, operating income, $505,149. Moving on, if we subtract out the net non-operating expenses of $187,595, of which the majority represents interest expense, we end up at line 18, change in net position of $317,554. Adding this to the beginning of the year net position, we end up with a net position at the end of December of $18,928,306. The remaining two pages here are just a detailed summary by account for the expenditures for your review. So that concludes my report. I'll be glad to answer any questions.
Any questions from board members?
Not for me, thank you.
No questions.
I don't have any questions as well. Thank you. Appreciate it. Does that conclude item number two, Mr. Bruchak?
Yes, Mr. President.
All right, thank you. Let's go and move on to item number three, discussion on the quarterly investment activity report for period ending December 31st, 2020, pursuant to Chapter 2256.023 of the Public Funds Investment Act. That's Mr. Pettis.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. President, members of the board. I'll be presenting this item. This is for informational purposes only. No action is required. In accordance with the Public Funds Investment Act, we are required to provide the board with the quarterly investment reports. The investment report for the quarter ended 12/31/20 is attached to the agenda item, and we'll go ahead and get started on page 4. Here we highlight the different funds of the authority, a total of 8 funds, starting off with the Capital Improvement Fund, several debt service funds, operating fund, and the O&M Reserve Fund. We have a total of $10,258,630 in book value, with an overall yield as of 12/31 of 29 basis points, or 0.29%. This compares to 0.5% last quarter and 0.68% back in June. On the next page, we see the different types of instruments we invest in, including our bank deposits with Wells Fargo, earning 25 basis points, which is the floor based on our contract with Wells Fargo. In the U.S. Treasury notes, we have one investment maturing on 1/31/21 with a yield of 1.46%. Our investment pools are earning 10 to 12 basis points. Investment pool yields are currently at 4 to 6 basis points, so they continue to drop. The U.S. Bank, which holds our debt service funds, yielded 3 basis points. And under the CD program, we have investments with maturities in March, May, and June of 21, earning from 0.3% to 1.83%. Overall, the authority achieved 0.29% on a $10.3 million market portfolio. On page 6, we show the distribution of the investments by instrument. All these investments are within the investment policy limits. This concludes my presentation. Here again, this is a no-action item. I'll be glad to answer any questions.
This is Jude. I have excellent. Thank you. Who is that, Mr. Narvaez?
Yes.
Or Mr. Nelson? Okay, Mr. Nelson, thank you. No question. Mr. Narvaez, any questions?
No, no questions.
All right, thank you. Myself, this is Jude. Excellent report, efficiently presented, and I don't think I have any questions, but pretty much as expected and outside of any items that you brought to our attention. So thank you very much. I appreciate it. No action item on item number 3. So we'll move on to item number 4. Consideration and approval of the Southmost Regional Water Authority's financial audit report for the fiscal year ending September 30th, 2020. Is that you again, Mr. Pettis?
Mr. President, members of the board, the firm of Baker Tilly, U.S., has completed the Southwest Regional Water Authority financial audit for the fiscal year ended September 30, 2020. The financial report was presented back in January of 2021 and tabled due to missing the signed independent auditor's report. Since then, the independent auditor's report has been finalized and dated on February the 1st, 2021. To coincide with PUB's audit completion. No other changes were made to the financial report. The only thing pending will be that I'll be signing the annual filing affidavit once this report gets approved. So at this time, staff recommends approval of the financial audit report ending on September 30, 2020.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Pettis. Sorry about that. My kids invaded the room the last second. Are there any questions before I entertain a motion to approve staff recommendation?
I don't have any questions. This is not vice.
Okay.
No questions here either.
All right, the only question I have, I'm sorry about this. I have seemed to mislocate my notes from previous, and I was looking over the notes from last step. Can someone remind me, I'm sorry, this is a little unprofessional, but why did we table this last time? Was it timing with the board?
It was a draft.
It was because we didn't have a final.
Got it.
Does that answer your question, I guess? Okay.
Yes. I was just wondering, making sure that if there was any specific address. It was not a final report, and now, okay. And that issue is resolved, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, great. All right, I'll entertain a motion then to take staff recommendation, approve the financial audit report ending September 30th, 2020. All right, I have a first from Mr. Narvaez and a second from Mr. Nelson. Yes, the first from Mr. Narvaez, the second from Mr. Nelson. Any further discussion from anyone? Nothing heard. I will call the vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
I have an aye myself. The item number 4 is approved unanimously, approving the financial audit report ending September 30th, 2020. Thank you, everyone. And wow, that's it. That's right. Item number 5, discussion of date, time of next board meeting.
Yes, Mr. President, if you and members of the board, if you turn to tab 5, there's a calendar, and the first Monday would be March 1st. That works for everyone.
I'm fine with March 1st. Anybody else?
Works for me.
Fine with me, too.
All right, great. Looks like it works for everybody. Let's take it, pencil it in for March 1st, please, Mr. Boucher.
Okay, we'll do it.
All right, thank you. I think that's it for us today. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I so move.
I second.
There's first and second. All in favor? Aye. Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, everybody.
Aye.
Appreciate your time. We continue to stay safe. Hopefully, more and more people starting to get this vaccine as it's made available, and keep just not take our foot off the gas here as far as paying attention to this ongoing pandemic. I appreciate everyone's work continued, and hopefully there's a light at the end of the tunnel here, and we'll get back to business as usual sometime this year. Thanks, everyone. Have a great day. See you next month.
Thank you.